the day, Marcy with short hair and glasses walks down a sidewalk carrying a lumpy brown bag. She arrives at a house. Peppermint Patty opens the door.
I got the eggs, sir. Just like you asked.
Great! Come on in, Marcy.
She walks in.
But please quit calling me sir.
Peppermint Patty shuts the door. Inside, they enter the kitchen.
I'll show you how we color eggs. You get the eggs ready, and I'll mix up all the colors.
Marcy nods. Patty steps on a stool in front of a counter with blue, yellow, and red bowls on it. She drops food coloring into the yellow bowl and stirs it. On a griddle on the stove, Marcy fries 6 eggs.
Sir, how do we color the eggs after we fry them?
Patty frowns. A title appears over dyed eggs. It's the Easter Beagle, Charlie Brown. Written and created by Charles M. Schulz. Schroeder plays his piano as Lucy lounges against it.
We've got another one of those great holidays coming up, where boys have the opportunity to give presents to pretty girls. You know, big bags of candy and eggs and all sorts of things. It's a great time of the year to start getting things.
It's not a time for getting. It's a time of renewal, the start of spring.
Wrong. It's the gift-getting season.
What's the matter with you? All you think about is gimme, 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 get, get, get.
That's called survival, baby.
Lucy smiles and Schroeder sticks out his tongue. In the pouring rain, Woodstock shivers in his nest as water pools in it. He looks around and walks to the end of a tree branch. He presses the air in front of him with his wing. Scowling, he steps off the branch into midair, flutters his wings, and floats gently to the ground. He walks across the grass with a determined look as rain falls on him. He walks out of the storm into a clear day and arrives at Snoopy's doghouse. Snoopy lies on his back on the roof with his eyes closed. Woodstock flies up, lands on Snoopy's feet, and jumps up and down. Snoopy grabs Woodstock as he sits up. Snoopy wrings Woodstock out, dripping water, and wipes him on his chest. He wiggles him until Woodstock is dry. Smiling, he sets Woodstock down. Woodstock hops over Snoopy and lands back on the ground. Snoopy jumps off the doghouse and follows Woodstock across the grass. They walk to Woodstock's nest in a small spindly tree. Woodstock points at it. Snoopy shrugs. Woodstock presses the air in front of him. His wings flap as he rises in a straight line up to his nest and steps onto the branch. Snoopy shrugs up at him. Woodstock dumps water from his nest onto Snoopy's head and drops the nest. Dripping wet and wearing the nest, Snoopy glowers. Charlie and Sally stand in her bedroom.
It's almost Easter and I have nothing to wear. Look at these shoes. How can I celebrate Easter properly in these shoes?
We're on our way to the store. We gotta get ready for Easter. You know, we need Easter baskets, eggs, candy, the works. Wanna join us?
I told you it's a waste of time. The Easter Beagle does all that.
Oh, Linus, you drive me crazy.
Easter Beagle?
Sure, Sally. We don't need to go to all this trouble. On Easter Sunday, the Easter Beagle passes colored eggs to all the good little kids.
The Easter Beagle? Are you sure, Linus?
Of course.
Come on, Sally. I thought you wanted to get some new shoes.
Charlie leaves. Sally, Linus, and Lucy trail after him. Marcy and Peppermint Patty stand outside a discount store.
Hey, it's Chuck and his team. Hi, Chuck. What are you up to?
We're here to get some eggs to color for Easter. Marcy here fried the last batch. This kid isn't quite with it, Chuck.
I think it's a waste of time to buy and color eggs, because the Easter Beagle will do all that.
Hey, Chuck, what's all this about an Easter Beagle? Has your friend here got all his marbles?
Well,
he did say Beagle, didn't he?
Well, yeah.
Boy, Chuck, you sure have some strange friends. But come on, Chuck, let's go in and buy some eggs. Easter Beagle, indeed.
Marcy, Peppermint Patty, Charlie, Sally, Linus, Lucy, and Snoopy enter the store. Inside, a banner reads, only 246 days until Xmas.
It's Easter, and they already have the Christmas decorations up.
Good grief. I can't believe it.
I told you, it's the gift-getting season.
Lucy gives a smug smile. The kids and Snoopy wander across the store, passing Christmas decorations on sale. Sally stops at a display counter holding hats and a mirror on top. She tries on a big orange hat and looks at her reflection in the mirror. Snoopy appears next to her in a top hat. They take off the hats and try on several others, tossing them onto the floor when finished. Watching with his hands on his hips, Charlie taps his foot.
Okay, you two, let's get on with it. It's shoes you need, not hats.
Sally and Snoopy follow him obediently, leaving the hats on the floor. The kids head up an escalator and Snoopy gets on a down escalator beside them. Two crossing escalators form an X. The kids ascend on one and Snoopy descends on the other. Sally looks over at him. The kids step off the first escalator and get on another heading upward. As they ride it, Snoopy passes them, heading downward. Sally glances at Snoopy again. The kids step off the escalator on the next floor. Charlie and Sally approach shelves full of shoes. Sally chooses a pair of pink platform shoes. Sitting on a chair, she tries them on.
Aren't those shoes almost out of date, Sally?
That's why they're on sale. Besides, I'd like to be different anyway.
Oh, good grief. Oh.
She wobbles on them and falls into Charlie. Elsewhere in the store, Snoopy strolls past displays of candy and stops in front of a gumball machine. He slips a coin into the slot and pulls a lever beside it. All of the gumballs spill from the machine onto Snoopy. He slips on them. In the Easter section, he floats through the air and lands on a stool on his belly. He stands on the stool and picks up a large purple kaleidoscope egg on display. He peers into the hole and sees a picture of rabbits along a path. The rabbits animate, holding hands as they prance in a circle. Snoopy joins them.
Hey!
Snoopy moves around in a circle with them. He lets go of their paws, patters his feet enthusiastically, and performs different styles of dance in the middle of the circle. The rabbits applaud and dance like Snoopy. In the store, Snoopy's back feet and hips move excitedly as he stares into the egg. Fade to black. Later, the kids stand under the Christmas banner.
Well, so long, Chuck. It was sure nice shopping with you. We got ourselves another dozen eggs. I gotta show Marcy how to color Easter eggs the right way.
Don't say I didn't warn you. The Easter Beagle does all that.
Are you sure? Are you certain?
I'm positive.
Well, I don't know. But now that I got my shoes, I feel better about everything.
Oh, good grief. He's crazy, Sally. There's no Easter Beagle.
Elsewhere in the store, Snoopy examines birdhouses. He checks the price tag of a small blue one in front of him and a larger orange house near it. He reads the price tag on a yellow birdhouse, takes it down from the wall, and peers through the entrance hole. He smiles, jogs to the register, and sets it on the counter. He takes cash from his fur and puts it on the counter. He retrieves the birdhouse and runs off with it, grinning. Later, he hammers a nail into a branch on Woodstock's tree. Snoopy hangs the birdhouse on the nail, straightens it, and gestures to it as Woodstock waits behind him. Woodstock flies up to the birdhouse and lands on the perch below the entrance hole. He sticks his beak into the hole and it gets stuck. He yanks it out and flies back down to the grass. Frowning, he crosses his wings over his chest. Snoopy uses a large hand drill to widen the hole. Snoopy displays the wider hole, smiling. Woodstock shakes his head. Snoopy points insistently at the hole. Woodstock shakes his head. Snoopy clenches his fists and stomps his feet. He unhooks the birdhouse and smashes it onto Woodstock, popping him inside it. He rehangs it with a satisfied grin. Inside, stars float above a dizzy Woodstock.
Every Easter, the Easter Bugle comes dancing along with his basket full of eggs, which he hands out to all the good little children.
That sounds faintly familiar. I remember sitting out in a stupid pumpkin patch all night waiting for the great pumpkin to come. That was the worst night of my life.
This is different. That was Halloween. This is Easter.
Well, I don't know. I really want to believe you because I like you and I really respect you. But I just don't know.
The Easter Beagle will never let you down.
I know he won't, but how about you?
Linus blushes. In Peppermint Patty's kitchen, she mixes red food coloring. Marcy stands at an open waffle maker. She puts 4 whole eggs onto it. She shuts the lid. Egg runs down the sides and smoke rises from it. She lifts the lid, revealing burnt, smashed eggs. She takes a fresh egg from the carton and sets it on top of a toaster. She presses the lever and the egg remains resting on top. She grabs the egg and the carton and brings them to the stove. She opens the oven, slides the carton inside, and turns a knob. Peppermint Patty throws her hands up. Later, Marcy follows Patty down a sidewalk. Linus sees them approaching.
Hi, where are you two going in such a hurry?
We keep running out of eggs. I'm still trying to show Marcy here how to color eggs for Easter Sunday.
You're making a mistake. All this is a waste of time. The Easter Beagle will take care of it all.
Really?
Sure. On Easter Sunday, the Easter Beagle brings eggs to all the little children.
Sir, is this right? Perhaps we don't have to go through all the trouble of making colored eggs if this Easter Beagle is going to do it.
Look, I'm having enough trouble without your fantastic stories. Come on, Marcy. Let's go get another dozen eggs.
It's a waste of time.
They leave Linus on the sidewalk. Meanwhile, Snoopy approaches Woodstock's birdhouse. Wearing a curious look, he lifts an ear and stares. He leans back, eyes wide. He peeks into the entrance hole. Inside, the birdhouse is fully furnished with a TV, colorful furniture, paintings, rugs, and a coffee table with magazines and fruit on it. Woodstock lies on a chaise lounge, listening to headphones plugged into an elaborate stereo system. Snoopy pulls away from the birdhouse and stuffs his nose into the entrance hole. He gets stuck. As he tries to free himself, the furniture and Woodstock are violently shaken around. Snoopy rips the birdhouse off the tree and it shatters on the ground. Later, a frowning Woodstock follows Snoopy down the sidewalk. They reach the discount store, where Patty and Marcy stand out front.
Hey, here's old Snoop. Hi, Snoop. We're going in to get some more eggs. Look, Marcy, here's old Snoopy. You don't mind if he joins us, do you? He's a cool kid.
They enter the store.
Old Snoop won't get in the way. Right, Snoop?
The door shuts in front of Woodstock. He smacks into it and storms off. Inside the store, Marcy, Peppermint Patty, and Snoopy pass the Christmas decorations. They stop at a table displaying different music boxes. One at a time, Peppermint Patty winds them up. The boxes show moving angels, birds, or fish on them. Snoopy bows and offers his paw to Patty, and she curtsies. They dance and twirl together, hopping lightly from foot to foot. Snoopy leaps to Marcy. She curtsies and they dance. On one of the music boxes, chirping birds play accordions and a bird pops out of a birdhouse at the top. Snoopy spins with both girls, holding their hands. All three bow. Snoopy gives them each a kiss on the cheek. They both drop to the floor, smiling dreamily as Snoopy dances away.
Boy, that kid really can dance. And he sure knows how to make a girl happy. He sure is a funny-looking kid, though.
He has a very strange nose, doesn't he, sir?
Snoopy grabs a yellow birdhouse from the display, identical to his previous house, and brings it to the counter. Smiling, he pays for it and leaves. In the yard, Snoopy hangs the birdhouse on the nail in Woodstock's tree. He unfurls a rope ladder from the perch to the grass. Woodstock climbs the rope ladder and enters the birdhouse. Fade to black. In Peppermint Patty's kitchen, Marcy holds eggs.
Now look, kid. These eggs are not to be fried, nor are they to be roasted, toasted, or waffled.
Yes, sir.
These eggs gotta be boiled. You boil them, and then I'll show you how to paint them.
Yes, sir. I'll boil them, sir. Then you'll paint them.
Patty stirs food coloring in the yellow bowl. At the sink, Marcy fills a pot of water. Wavering with it, she lifts it onto the stovetop and turns on the burner. Low flames rise around the pot.
When the water comes to a boil, let me know. But put the eggs in now.
Okay, sir. In they go.
Marcy cracks eggs into the water and sets the shells aside. She cracks all the eggs in the carton.
Okay, sir. All the eggs are in.
Good, Marcy. Let them boil a good long time, and then I'll show you how to paint them.
Marcy stares at the boiling water.
They look done, sir. Want to look at them?
Okay, Marcy, let me look. That's funny. It smells like soup. Oh! Marcy, you've made egg soup! Ah!
Later, on the sidewalk.
Chuck, I just don't know what to do. We've ruined 3 dozen eggs, and we don't have any colored yet. I've run out of money, and I can't buy any more eggs. How am I going to teach my friend here about Easter and coloring eggs when I can't get any eggs to color?
Don't worry about it. The Easter Beagle will come, and you'll see. He'll bring Easter eggs to all the little kids.
Kid, I hope you're right. I don't want my little friend here to be disappointed.
She won't be. On Easter Sunday, the Easter Beagle will brighten everyone's day. Everyone will be filled with great warmth and friendship.
In a living room, Lucy dips eggs in dye.
It's really a waste of time. The Easter Beagle does that.
Leave me alone. Don't bother me with your stupid ideas. Easter is very simple. You paint the eggs.
Outside.
You hide the eggs, and you find the eggs. And you know who's going to find the eggs? Me, because I'm the one who's going to hide them.
Lucy sets a painted egg next to a rock, writes on a pad, and walks away with Linus and a basket of eggs. Snoopy reaches around the rock and sticks the egg into his basket. She places another egg near a hedge. As she moves on, Snoopy takes the egg. She sets a third egg near a bush. As she and Linus walk away, Snoopy takes it. Fade to black. Peppermint Patty and Marcy sit on a bench.
Well, Marcy, I'm really sorry. Here it is Easter morning, and we don't have any colored eggs.
I'm the one who's sorry, sir. I guess I'm not much of a cook.
I've seen this happen on holidays before. You look forward to being real happy, and then something happens that spoils it all.
You've done it again, haven't you? I've been sitting here since dawn waiting for the Easter Beagle. Where is he? I don't know why I always listen to you. I never learn. You said the Easter Beagle was coming. Well, where is he?
Linus hides behind his blanket. Charlie sits on steps.
I know why they have holidays. They have holidays so people can get together and have fun. So why am I alone?
This is going to be the greatest Easter egg hunt ever, and I'm going to find them all.
Lucy smiles out her window. In his birdhouse, Woodstock sleeps. Linus and Sally stand outside.
I'm the laughingstock of the neighborhood. You've made a fool of me. Why do I always listen to you? Trust me, you said. Trust me. Trust me. Now I've been burned again. Never trust a man with a blanket. Get me my lawyer. I've been humiliated.
Frowning, Sally crosses her arms over her chest. As Peppermint Patty and Marcy sulk on the bench, a small shadow hops in the distance. They exchange a look. Snoopy elegantly tosses colored eggs from a basket into the bushes and onto the grass. He prances and leaps.
Is it? It is! He's coming! He's coming! The Easter Beagle is coming!
Outside her house, Lucy spots them. Charlie lifts his head. Peppermint Patty and Marcy stand up as Snoopy gives them each an egg and springs away, delivering eggs to Linus and Sally.
Thank you, Easter Beagle! Thank you!
Thank you very, very much!
He gives one to Schroeder.
Thank you!
Snoopy dances to Woodstock's birdhouse and tosses an egg inside. It hits Woodstock on the head. He stares at it, lies on top of the egg on his back, and rocks to sleep. Smiling, Snoopy shakes Lucy's hand and gives her one of the dyed eggs. Charlie smiles as Snoopy reaches him, twirls, and digs into the basket. Snoopy frowns, turning the empty basket upside down and shaking it. He shrugs at Charlie, and Charlie hangs his head. Sally and Linus approach Lucy.
See? Linus was right! There is an Easter Beagle! Some Easter Beagle! He gave me my own egg!
At the bench.
What do we do with the Easter eggs now that we have them, sir?
We eat them. We put a little salt on them, and we eat them.
Marcy pulls out a salt shaker and shakes salt onto her egg's colored shell. She bites into it and chews.
Tastes terrible, sir.
Peppermint Patty drops her egg and plants her head on her knees. Later, Lucy scowls, lounging on a floor pillow.
Still moping? I can't believe it. But that was almost 10 weeks ago.
I can't help it. I'll never get over it. Never.
She kicks the pillow.
Well, why don't you go over and talk it over or something?
I guess I will.
Lucy storms up to Snoopy, asleep on his doghouse.
All right, Beagle. Come down and we'll have it out.
Snoopy scoots his head off the house and looks at her upside down. He rolls over as she lifts her fists and he hops down.
Come on, Beagle, put up your dukes.
Snoopy turns away and back to Lucy. He kisses her cheek and runs off.
Ah, oh, the Easter Beagle.
She interlocks her fingers beneath her chin. Credits appear, directed by Phil Roman. Produced by Bill Melendez. Executive producer Lee Mendelson. Music composed and performed by Vince Guaraldi. Music supervision, John Scott Trotter. Design, Bernard Groover. Dean Spill. Frank Smith. Everett Brown. Credits continue. Word birds appear, the end. It's the Easter Beagle, Charlie Brown. Copyright 1974, United Feature Syndicate, Incorporated.